Shmuel, Yisoyimim Shebo Lach like Benichsei Avim. Bezdin Mamim Lehem Apotropos Uvoyerin Lehem Chelik Yofe. Vim Higdilu Yechoylem Limchois. The Gemara says that this din is learnt out from Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. We went through the process of the Shakal Vitaria, where the Gemara originally had thought that the member of Rav Gidl was, in fact, that the Nasi acted as a shliach for the rest of the Shevet. Sai to break the Eretz Yisrael into the 12 Chalokim, and Sai to take each Chalok of the Shevet and splinter it into the allocated portions for every Yochid. But for the Gemara, you want to say that the Nasi was functioning as a shliach, and therefore, typically shlichas mehacha, a double-headed question. It can't be, but Tizbara, there are katanim. So the Gemara says, cut, it's not shlichus, rather it's zachen adam shleib afanav. We were in a spoil. Wow, so that there's a shliach by a katan, midoy raisa, because there's a pasuk I can quote. Nasi echad. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? But ichad nichalei bahar, nichalei bebikit, it's not such a shchus, things aren't happening. And the Gemara says, cut. There's a different shot. It's working with the din of Apotropos. Now, the din of Apotropos is a local din by Chalukas Ha'aretz, or everywhere we're going to see. The Pnei Yeshua says, don't cut. Pnei Yeshua says that you can learn the Shakal V'Tayr of the Gemara differently. That the Gemara suggests originally that it's working on Shlichas, and even when the Gemara is caused by the Ketanim don't have Shlichas, and the Gemara introduces stage two. What was stage two? Zechiah, Zach, the Pnei Yeshua was still going with Shlichas also for the Gedolim. And then even at stage three, when the Gemara asks, but it can't be because it's Ikanich Lebahara, and the Gemara introduces Epitropis, says the Pnei Yeshua was still going with Zachan also. He learns that the Sukh is going with a process, but the past 2 days we were going differently, that it's a cut. Now, we already brought Rishonim on that front, because the Ritva and the Ran argue about whether, when we get to the Tzad of Epitropis, are we Bechlal not using Schia? You ask, how could you Bechlal not use Schia? The Ran explains, Giloi Milsa Ba'alma. Because by a Yerusha, Sai by Chalukah Saaretz, and Sai by every Yerusha, when the father dies and there are a few Yarshim, when we work out the Chalukah and everyone gets his Chalik, Yesh Breira, it's not a major Hakna, I'm Makhna to you, you're Makhna to me, things like that. No, it's Pasha and Nisbar, that each one got his Chalik. It doesn't need an element of Zachin or Shlichus. Other Rishayim learned no, the Ritva learned no. Like the Ritva, as a matter of fact, it blinds the Maskana that Nasi Echad is also a Makar to Zachin and other Chalik. But now we got to the member of Rav Nachman. Yisoyimim Shabo, right away the Groz Mitzayin, that the Rambam says, Yisoyimim over here means Bein Gedolim and Ketanim. Now let's make it clear, we talked about it 3 days ago because someone already brought it up. The idea is, it can't only be Gedolim. I mean, a 106-year-old that dies and leaves over four sons over the north of the age of 85, they're Yisoyimim. But they, again, not too old, they want to keep them Vedas. Too old, you also need to make them an apotropos. In English, what do they call it? Someone in charge of your... No, not the... You know, taking care of the trustee, the thing. No, what?
Mr. Lawyer. That would be the
time. There's a lawyer over here. There's a lawyer in the hallway upstairs. It says, Orach Din, but you mentioned she... You have Achad Vareva Adstein, yeah. That's not you. Apotropos is someone that's given the... power of attorney, he's given kaiches, he's given, there's another word I'm looking for. Because in modern Hebrew, it's used also not just for a 10-year-old, it's also used for the 95-year-old that lost his marbles already. What?
Guardian?
A guardian, could be, but I think guardian you use only by the cup. Now, I'm not sure why. Or you use guardian for an older guy?
Trustee.
All the different words, okay. No, we were there already. The Rambam learns that the sugi over here is with gedolim and ketanim. And other Rishonim learn it's only Ketanim. But the Rambam is Mashmanat. If it's only Ketanim, let them wait. It's when there's an issue that the Gedolim are already saying, let's get this worked out. But they have all the younger siblings as well. So they have to work it out. So the eitz is that the Ketanim are represented by an apotropos. Another Nekuda Nechlecho HaRishonim, the Rosh brings in Gittin. Do we put one apotropos for all the Ketanim? Meaning just put one guy with Seichel in charge and he'll deal with all of them? Or no, each apotropos is separately appointed to a different katan. Who's paying these apotropuses? I guess they get a salary from the pot. What does it make a difference? That's interesting. I don't know if the shiloh of the Rishonim is because maybe we don't trust one guy, and you know each one has to have backing that we trust them, meaning it's a technical thing about nemonis, or maybe there's another factor. I don't know. That's a good shiloh. But it is a machlekes. What?
Just the katanim's ultimate chelek.
Only the Tanim's Chelek. Pashtas, especially like the Rambam, each gadol is going to, gadol means bar mitzvah, not, you know, gadol, yeah. Each one is going to elbow on himself, and separately, each separate apotropos for the ketanim is going to do it their way. Which one? What? Right? Ah, you come to, then you have more time on the specific one that bats you up, Kenzai. Kenzai, that's possible. Now, I saw it brought down in the Tashbats, he brings that apotropos comes from two words in Latin, which is futter, which is patron. You know, there's a pasuk in Parshas Mikra, it's Vayisimeni La'av b'Mitzrayim. And Vayisimeni La'av, the Medrash says, L'patron. A patron, a patron. And the other word, fus, is for ketanim. So he's a patron for the fus. He's a apotropos. Now, we're going to get all to that part. Now, Zoptoisis. Yesoidim Shabo. Oim Rabbeinu Tam. Dafka Shabo. Avalim Loi Hoya. Avalim Hoya Ha'echad Moiche. Ein Lahamed Apotropos Lachlik Bal Korcham. Umichalukas Horitz Ein Lahabi Raya Shahayusham Kama Yoinke Shadayim. The Shiny Hosom Shahayah Piyudi Bavorim Atumim. Fascinating. Rabbi, the Toysa starts sounding, is this appropriate only when all of them somewhat agree, or even if one of them is Moicha? He makes a sustel that by Chalukas Ha'aretz L'chayr, you have ones that were mamish. Which one?
The one that she makes is a Kutner or Gadol?
The one that's being Moicha is a Gadol. Well, it depends. I don't know if Toysa's going to like the Rambam. Yeah, again, maybe there's minimal das. Maybe there is minimal das. That's a good try, but maybe there is minimal das. But Taisa says Bavarni that by Chalukas Ha'aretz there was Yonkei Shadayim and they have no day at all. And Taisa says a Knech. And I want to Bavarni this that I found in Rishonim there are Kama V'Kama Nekudas in the Sugya, and I'll give you a few examples only, but there are Kama V'Kama Nekudas where various Rishonim use the fact that by Chalukas Ha'aretz specifically there was Urim V'Tumim, and they say, oh, you can't make a Tzustal over there, it's different because it was Urim V'Tumim. Now you got to be very careful with that. First of all, because the minute you say it's different because it's Urim V'Tumim, so don't make it Tzustel at all. You have to go in between the lines of here that Avada, there is a brunt Iker and Nakuda of the Sugya, which we are shtelling to from Chalukas Ha'aretz to every single Bizman Azeh, Yisoyim Shibo Lachlik. It's not a steer of Eistoyis that even though in the central Iker and Nakuda of the Sugya, we are making it Tzustel, that we still are able to weave our way through and say, oh, that detail is different because of Urim V'Tumim. We'll go through some of these Rishonim as it develops, but Toysis already, Ala Makom, says that Urim V'Tumim was a factor why over there, even the Yonkei Shadayim, we could shmir. Now, I said this already, maybe not clear enough. Yesh, most Rishonim, I saw the Raibit speaks it out on the Sheikh, the Baba Basra, and I think a lot of Rishonim talk about this. When we talk about Urim V'Tumim, it was only stage one when Klal Yisrael with Moshe Rabbeinu and Urim V'Tumim and the Nesiim, yes. Someone asked, what do we need the Nesiim for? The Urim V'Tumim was telling Avek where each Chela goes, that Dan is in like the central of the country and Yehuda is in the city area of Yerushalayim and Naphtali's way up north. And they sent each Sheva to where he's going, and it was fascinatingly done with Ruach HaKodesh, not just by coincidence. There was two boxes and the Goyrel with the Urim V'Tumim, everything shtim, meaning they pulled out Naphtali and then, you know, the Urim V'Tumim in sync, Taka said Naphtali's thing, and it spoke. The girl itself spoke. The Gemara says, "I don't know what that means." Okay, there was some. There was sound effects. Okay, now all that happened, but most Rishonim speak out that only happened at stage one when we broke it into the 12 Chalukim. When Shev and Naphtali sat painstakingly, each guy with his representatives. So then. That was just with regular Goyro. That wasn't Urim V'Tumim anymore. That wasn't like spooky Ruchnius things. That was basics. I challenge you, find me a Rishon that says not like that. I'm kind of curious. I'm going to say, what?
Someone still has to get into that. Urim V'Tumim says it's going to go to him. But why is that?
Does Urim V'Tumim have a Taikif Lahalacha? Okay. Interesting.
It's
interesting.
To say that to answer the earlier question. In other words, really, Nasi Yefet is totally thrown out if the Urim V'Tumim was Mamash.
Yeah, I know. And that's a big, and that's Taka big problem. And it's Taka big problem. But again, I want to just say the other way. That it's possible that Toysus agrees that the Urim V'Tumim factor, whatever it was doing, is only on stage one, making it to the 12 pieces. Afterwards, when Shev and Naphtali painstakingly is breaking it up into every single base Av, that was regular Bizman Hazeh stuff going on. Yet, Toysus can say that the fact that this process started with Urim V'Tumim at the earlier stage also gives it a little bit more. What's it called? You know what? I'll jump straight. We're going to get there in a few minutes. The Gemara is going to talk about if you can make a macha. And we're going to see that these ketanim sometimes can complain. And we're going to discuss what can they complain about. Money, ruchos, various other things I'm going to show. The sheet of the loy noy is mesupik. By Chalukas Ha'aretz, were they able to make a Macha? He declares. Now the Emes is, the Gemara says that the Macha is Ruchais. Ruchais is, I already have a prior owned property next to. You don't have that by Chalukas Ha'aretz. No one had any prior owned properties. That is true. But let's say you could have other things you can make a Macha on. The Shita L'Noid L'Mi wants to say that in Chalukas Ha'aretz you were not allowed to make a Macha at all. There was no Hagdilicha in the Machais. Why? Conveniently? Or in Metumim. And once again, and I would, if you don't mind, pardon the expression, the Gemara says, Makoyach Bezden Yofa. Sorry, I jumped. We didn't do it yet, but the Gemara says, Makoyach Bezden Yofa. There's Makoyach Urim Betumim Yofa. It's also a Darga. Now, another Nakuda, I'll speak out from the Toysus Arash. Oh! Remember we had a Machlaikas if the mechanism of Apotropos also needs an element of Schia? Toysus Arash wants to say a split. In Chalukas Aretz, it doesn't, but Bezmanazet does. And why by Chalukas Aretz is it able to be different? If you hold like the sheep that it's not Stam Gilu Yil Saba'alma, and Chalukas Aretz does need some element of Schia, why is Chalukas Aretz different? Pam Shlishis. Urim Betumim. So that's that setup. Now, having said that, let's do something like this. Interesting. The Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So the Apotropos, every single separate Apotropos, so one big Apotropos, they work it out and they give each Yosem his place. Vim Higdilu, someone asked me, interesting, Vim Higdilu, like, maybe not. Okay, Epastas, it means Vim, on the, if they want to be Moisha, they are going to grow up. I don't know, maybe this is, it's interesting, the sugi we did yesterday in Ksubis talks about it also, by Geiris it also, was the Lashon in Higdilu Yuchayim Lim Chayim? My God, okay, 10 times. Right, I hear. Okay. No, but wasn't that the Lashon in Ksubis Yid Aleph also? I'll check tomorrow my kindness, but the Gemara was blank. Yeah, I know. White on white. But the Gemara says in Higdilu Yichayim Limchais. V'Rav Nachman Didei Amar in Higdilu Einin Yichayim Limchais, says the Gemara, the Imkei Makoyach Bezdin Yofen. The Gemara names on that this is a general Shaila. When Bezdin implements, rather here it's not Bezdin, it's an Apotropos, but it's a Bezdin appointed Apotropos. And the Gemara assumes that this is a general Shaila. How much backing do you give to Bezdin appointees, to the extent that even if something botches up and someone wants to have the potential to complain, that we say no. Thus the lane that we want to give Bezdin the backing. Now, probably this is not limitless. We're going to soon see. But the Gemara at face value says it looks like it's a machlekes amiroin. Frek the Gemara siren Rav Nachman. Let's get it through. Frek the Gemara umi is because we have a lot to do. Umi is like the Rav Nachman in Kain Makayach Bezdin Yofi. Is Rav Nachman then the one that does hold of this? Knech, let's give Bezdin the extra mile, the extra backing, and even if things are a little bit complainable, let it ride. Frekti Gemara Vatanan, there's a Mishnah. Shum hadayonim shepichsu shtus o hisiru shtus. Let me explain. Actually, before we do the Mishnah of Shum hadayonim, it's probably kedai to just be makdim that when you sell something, we're going to later get involved if we're talking about karka or metaltalin or both. But let's just say, for now, to avoid that, I'll just say a mekach. You want to sell something, a mekach. What's the klolim by mekach about oino, overpricing? The basics we know from Amud Beis, and I need to be makdimit for the sugi here, you'll see, is that whenever you sell something, again, it could be it's a house, we're going to see if maybe karka is a little bit different. I said it already, I'll say it again. There might be chalukim of karka tata. But when you sell a house, let's just use numbers also. I hope the numbers won't confuse the oilam. Some people like get allergic by decimals and fractions. It's like not for them, right? Is there anyone here that it is for them? Yeah, you like it, right? Yeah. Shrugs, you like decimals? The mice is like this. Let's say you have a house that the price is $1 million. You're supposed to sell it for $1 million. Now, if you oversold it a little bit or undersold it a little bit, nishkeferlich, but there's a rule is, if it's more, up to less than a shtus, the sale goes through and there's even mechila. He doesn't even have to return you. If it was... Again, $1 million, and it was sold for
166.
Yeah, 166. I know. Actually, I want to explain that a little bit and get the oil confused. But let's say I just sold it for $1.1 million. Keep things low. If I sold it for $1.1 million, then the sale goes through, and this meicher does not have to return the excess $100,000. That's a tenth, by the way. And if it was sold for $950, I just throw you a number. Oh, so within that realm, right? Yeah. So that's also going to be, it's just smeared. The sale goes through and he doesn't have to add the rest of the money. Kacha. Up till when it's still less than a shtus. There actually is a big balagan in the Rishonim. What does it mean, a shtus? Is a shtus 1.16666? Or actually, a shtus is 1.2. Because it's a shtus milabar. That means when you add one point, every milabar is one more number than its previous number. Because 1.2 is, having added the 0.2, 0.2 is now a sixth of 1.2. The original sixth of one is 0.16666. But if it's a sixth afterwards, you add 0.2. The numbers work differently when you want to talk about how much is. If it's less than a million, we'll pull out.
The Torah.
No, these are Takanas Chachamim. I'm going to get to it. These are Takanas Chachamim. It could be it's Halacha Moshe Misina. They had a Messiah for it. We're Be'ezer Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem, it's possible that next year Rav Asher is going to learn Hazav for a Seder, and then we'll get to those Gedorim. Now, that's when it's less than a Shtus. There's a fascinating halacha when it's exactly a shtus. And again, it's a shaila. Does exactly a shtus mean 1.166 or 1.2? But when it's exactly a shtus, the Gemara has a new thing. The din is the mekach is still chal, but you have to return the extra money. So an Eber Chacham said, okay, return one pruta. You return one pruta, and then it's less than a shtus. No, it doesn't work like that. If the sale was kotzlus at exactly a shtus, the din is kana umatz right now, the entire right now. Don't try to play games with that. But then, what if it's more than a shtus? And a shtus is molecular, it's exactly just one pruta, but if it's more than a shtus, then already we say bitl mekach. That's also a din of aino, chayra. The din of aino, there are three levels in the din of aino. Less than a shtus, let the sale just go through. Exactly by a shtus, it blives a mekach, but you mevatel the tosefes money and you have to return all the extra. When it's more than a shtus, the mekach is totally bottled. Ad kan, basics of the three gedarim of aino. Zok the gemara, shema dayanim, explanation. There's a loiva that borrowed money. The loiva owes $1 million. The loiva is not cooperating. He doesn't have cash, or he's not cooperating, and he's not paying back, but he has a house. Bezdin will get involved and sell the house, and they'll get the money, and return. Never say, if he owes $1 million and the house is worth $3 million, they'll sell it and give the loiva the rest of the money. If the house is only worth $500,000, so at least the malva will get some of his money. There was this guy that had a lot of chayvus taka, a Yerushalmi guy, and he won the lottery, and they said, wow, great, now you have all the money, you'll be able to pay the chayvus, and they asked him, what do you do with the rest? He says, oh, the rest of the people that I owe money to, they'll have to wait. But we're trying to work out that the kesugya will conveniently be that you're going to sell the house, and it's going to be in lieu of payment for the halva. But says the Mishnah, shum hadayonim shepichsum shesahisi rishtos, the best thing that got involved miscalculated on this house to sell it. So then, interesting, the rules are different. It was exactly a shtus. What would normally the gidrei oino be by exactly a shtus? The mecher should still go through. Over here, no, mecher and bottle. The chacham say it's different. Less than a shtus not, but by a shtus already, it's mecher and bottle. Reb Shimon Gamliel Augustin says, no, mecher and chayim. The Marsha speaks out later on, avad the Reb Shimon Gamliel is not only going molecularly on exactly a shtus. He means even more than a shtus. The Tanakam had said that by a shtus it's already bottle. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, it's not. And it's not bottle even more than a shtus. Why? Where is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel coming from? Because Mkein Makoyach Bezdin Yofe. So Reb Shimon ben Gamliel uses the idea on a different front here when you oversold or undersold that you factor in Makoyach Bezdin Yofe. Problem, because the Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinam Rav Nachman Halacha Kedibri Chachamim. So Rav Nachman, who earlier was the one that was siding with Makoyach Bezdin Yofe, all of a sudden here he's passing like the Chachamim that Bezdin is Koyach Bezdin Chalash Mahoy. Even Shtus gets stiff. So the Gemara is going to say a Teretz, I'll keep you in suspense. Rabbi Kveger's Mesupik. This machlokes of Shum Hadayonim. We're talking about Karko Metaflin. Because it's not fair what I just did. I just gave you that there's basic rules of Ainoa B'derek Klal, and that by Shum Hadayonim the rules are different. But what are we talking about here? Karko Metaflin. It has to be. Well, on one hand, it has to be Karka because I don't think there's a din of Shum Hadayonim on a guy's Metaflin. Do they? Oh, maybe, yeah, they come in and take his piano. What?
Why not?
So you know what? You're right. We're going to come back to this Rabbi Kveger's question. It's a profound shaila b'emes whether Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim, careful, are arguing by karka, metalflim, or both. It's not pashit. Rabbi Kveger is mistaken about it, so it can't be too pashit. So that's what I'm saying. It's not regular shiva. It's a din of yarn. It's all a paul. It's the chaver that are coming to clean out your house. The vanzo. So no, without a point. This is without a point. They have it here in this country also. I mean, I got in the mail this week that in 2016, my 8-year-old daughter didn't pay for the Ravkav, and therefore I have to pay them now 700 shekel knas, and Haitzal Lepoil is going to come in another 30 days. The letter was dated Yud Av, so first thing is I paid it, then I'll see what to do, because they're coming, they're going to clean out the house. I think. I mean, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Okay. Okay. machloikis Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Chachamim, that we even change specifically a little bit the regular Gedorim of Aino to an extreme that the Chachamim say even by a shtus it's butter. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who doesn't say beferish, but assumingly even more than a shtus, even more than a shtus. The Brisa only tells it by shtus, but the Marshal picks it up. We're going to soon get there. It's even by more than a shtus. It's kayim, and that's based on a reasoning of Ma'akayah Bezdin Yof. It's interesting. Chachamim say that Bezdin is even lower than a standard of regular Gedorim of Aino. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, using the Yisoid of Ma'akayah Bezdin Yof, made it even beyond the regular standard of Aino. And the Rav Nachman passing like the Chachamim, meaning he wasn't so into Ma'akayah Bezdin Yof. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Hadito, Hadalaito. No. We only give Makayah Beth and Yof if they didn't make a mistake. Frek the Gemara. So the minute they make a mistake, it's a problem. So then what are we talking about by the Chalukah of the assignment? What, if there was no mistake, what's the Yosem Shinis Gadel complaining about? So the Gemara says, he has some Zayit Gecheshba that he had a local karka somewhere else that he yarshed from his mother's side. He wants to be able to have it over there and all that shmooze. Tosis speaks out that there could have been another Teretz. Hooray! It's only when the mistake is Shtus. 1666, right? 16 2/3%. But if it's less than that, then the chayre could be. So maybe that's what it's going on. Taisus and Gittin, I brought in the Mar Makayim, says another teretz, and I want to. It's negated the bottom place. I want to explain.
Why didn't he come up with less than
Shlis? Because by regular Shum Hadayonim, it's not the Gedorim of Aino. I mean, Ayubay, we already said that in Shum Hadayonim, we're not doing the regular Gedorim of Aino.
No, I mean, we're
about
the whole thing entirely. We don't
not entirely, but it has different rules, and you need to still come on to Makoyach Bezin Yofa to even give them that. Now, there's another issue over here. There's an issue. I want to work my way backwards on the Toysin, and then we have to get them in base. The bottom Toysin brings a big Machlekes Rein Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? Let's assume there are multiple apotropuses representing each cotton. What exactly are these apotropuses going to do? So Toysis brings a machlokes. The Re says, you don't have to go do a Goyrel. You can do various other things. You can start handling business and saying, you'll take this. L'mashal, he even gives one example that he talks about as Gura Yigit. I want to just quickly explain Gura Yigit. Let's say in the Yerusha, there's two karkois. So if there's two karkois, you can make a goyrel and say, you'll get one, you'll get the other. But let's say there's only one of a certain item. There's a piano. There's only one piano. You're not going to cut the piano in half. So there's only one piano. Who's going to get the piano? There's two kids, a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and there's one piano. There's a lot of other things also, but I'm focused on the piano now. So what are you going to do? So B'derek Klal, there's a thing called Gura Yigud, which is basically, I buy you out, you buy me out. Rabbeinu Tam holds, you can't do that here. You can't do that here. The piano just has to stay frozen, let them wait till they come. You can't split it. And the Re says, no, do Gura Yigud. What do you do Gura Yigud? The apotropus is representing the Ketanim. I don't know if they decide if one is more musically inclined. I don't know what you're getting about, but you say, you'll go, I'll buy you out. Now what happens? It's 5 years later. Both kids are ready by mitzvah. And the kid says, how come he has a piano and I don't? He says, yeah, but you have more money. He says, yeah, but I want a piano. And I want to complain about the Gura Yigud. So Marit HaGazak, Tyson Gittin speaks out. The Gemara said that Tov Beruchos. Tyson says, who adin it could be Tov be Pachas Mishtos. So it doesn't have a third one. It wasn't a Mishtos. It was to the extent that the piano was worth exactly $1,200 and he had extra $600 he gave him. It's not even to a cent. But he's complaining because he'd rather have the piano. Why didn't the Gemara say, Hachav Mayaskin and Shiachaylan Litoim Mecha Begura Yigud? So Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya in Gittin, not here, to his Shita, that the apotropism aren't given power of attorney to do Begura Yigud.
That's what
Ruchos means. What? No, Ruchos. Is
preference?
No. Ruchos is specific because he owns another. And no, Ruchos is the native Goyro. The native Goyro. And the kid now comes and says, I'm upset that the girl gave me this karka because the other karka that my other brother got, I happen to own from my mother's side a different karka. That's his complaint. And that avada the Gemara says. But now I'm talking about something else. According to the Reed, let's say the apotropuses chose to do a good or eager thinking. The kid can come and complain. No, what are you telling me? I have extra money. I rather have the piano. And he can complain about that. Why didn't the Gemara say it? So Rabbeinu Tam says, Shkoyach, yours truly, it's a riot to my shita that they taka can't. But what's this machloikis? What's this machloikis? What? No, they'll redo it. They'll put it back, put the money back, and go figure out that you're both gedoyel now. Let's start hamli. Let's start rehamli. Maybe in Gura Yigud there's a din, you start saying, I'll pay you a little bit more. Maybe I'll insist, you know, you tell my snapshot and police, then we'll sell it and split the money. We can do whatever we are doing, but they have a right to say, we're both by mitzvah now, let's restart. Why didn't the Gemara say it's Rabbeinu Tam? Time? Because the apotropuses were never allowed to do Gura Yigud to begin with.
I'm not arguing that it wasn't fair with you now.
It wasn't not fear, and it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. It was mazel. Yeah.
You don't care switching with me. What's happening to you? You're left side up there. Have a reason.
So that's the sugya of Baba Basra. First of all, he has one reason to not switch with you right away, first of all. Because if he stays sturdy enough, he might make a couple of dollars on it. But yeah, from you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's other things also, but that was enough. No, again. The machlokes Rabbeinu Rabbeinu Tam. The seven sons, three of them are already taka above bar mitzvah. We'll go with the Rambam. There's another four kids, age 6, 8, 9, 10. And there's four apotropos sitting by the table. What exactly are they allowed to do? How much koyach was the takana? Rabbeinu Tam says not too much. They can't start handling, and all they do is goyrel. After the kach tais, if all they do is goyrel, so what are they there for? They're just on a tziv. They're just standing there like a lump on a log. What are they doing? So tais tak asked. So what tais says? Tais says, wait, Rabbeinu Tam, right? If they can't do Shumas Bezin, and they can't do Gura Igan, and they can't start handling all kind of business initiatives, so what are they doing? And what do you need four of them for? Yeah? So Taisa says, it's Negea, let's say, if there are three fields, should you split each one of the three fields into three, or should you mutually decide, let's make it just three fields and make a girl that way? Decisions like that is what the apotropuses do. No? And what if why can't they complain about that? And, you know, I'm just thinking now, maybe that's Taka called Ruchas. That's Taka called Ruchas. That's Nichlan Ruchas. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns Ruchas, actually. Okay. We're moving on to the next step. The Gemara says like this. There's one more Tais I wanted to get into. Tais is handled that we don't reckon with Mamash the young Kishadayim. So he had a kasha from the Gemara in Yevamos. A little bit of a complex Gemara. Let me just give you quickly the Nakuda of the Gemara over there. Avadim of a Kayan can eat Truma. A Kayan died, and so now that he's dead, the Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. Well, let's see if they're still Avadim of a Kayan. If this guy, Kayan, didn't have sons or even brothers, and his closest relative is a seventh cousin who's not a Kayan, so then that's who Yarshin's him, and they won't eat. If he left a Tzava and Yarshin's his money to a Yisrael, they're not Avdei Kehanim anymore. The fun case in the Gemara Yevamos is that the Kayan who died actually had six sons who are all Kehanim, which is fine. The problem is his wife is pregnant with a potential seventh son. Now that seventh son also right now potentially is also going to get a chelik of Yerusha, and of his each Eved, unless you do a chalukka, is going to be partially 1/7 owned by a kohen, but it's an uber. And the din is yulud meichel she'eni yulud eni meichel. The idea that an Eved of a kohen can eat is only when the kohen was already born, but not when he's not born. So this Eved is now owned by seven people, six of which are able to let him eat, one of which is not. So the Gemara says, nevertheless, we can do a chalukah and say, let the avadim belong to the other six, and let this new kid who's being born get the piano and work things out like that. But what do you mean? How could you start making cheshbonos on this thing? He's less than it. So Taisa says over there, there's a bezunder reason why we know he would want it, because in the long run for the financial running of the estate, it's better off because the money, trum is cheaper, and that's why it's kedai. Ayin sham of the Taisa. Zokting Marvaiter, a whole new topic, a continuation actually, partially finished. Amar of Nachman. Now, Rabbi Kiveger's Mitzayin, right even before we start, there's a famous sugya in a few places in Shas. Let's make it as simple as possible. If a guy dies and had two sons, and the two sons split the Yerusha, how do they split Yerusha? Originally, they both Yarshim the whole thing. They're going to work it out. If they're both gedolim, they'll make the decisions themselves, and each one will get a chelik. Lav davka, the two things are similar. One's a house, and one's a sada. One's metalton, and one's a sada. They'll decide how they want to split it up. They'll make decisions, and they'll split. There's a big chakira. When achim split, two, it could be more, but it's two achim. Is it the pshat that each one yarsh in the whole thing, and bets, and each one was selling his chelik to the other brother? Or no, it's yarshim. It just smoothly giving Moses smears in. Five states of the Gemara in Gittin and another place, it says clearly, what is this machlekes of Achen Shechoku Lekuchas or Yorshim? Breira. Famous klal. If you hold Yesh Breira, so it's this barer that the $2 million Yerusha originally was. He got that $1 million karka and he got that one. That's Behemoth, what Yorshim? Mitchila, that's what was destined to his be his Yerusha. And no one bought anything from anyone. The tzad that holds Achen Shechoku Lekuchas holds no. The bets of each one Yorshim is the whole thing and they have to sell it to each other as such. The Gemara says in Gittin that if you hold Achen Shechoku Yorshim, then the Yorshim could own the karka forever. But if you hold Achen Shecholku or Lekuchis, then you have to return it by Yovel. The Gemara in Gittin says that if you hold that Achen Shecholku Lekuchis and you have to return it in Yovel, that means that each brother, Yorish, doesn't really own the karka forever, only for a 49-year lease. The Gemara has a tzad in Gittin, Daf Memches, that therefore he wouldn't be chayiv in Bikurim. Because Bikurim, you have to mamash be the owner of the Sada, and a field that you only own for 49 years might be categorized Kenyan Peiris, and there are Amayroyim that hold Kenyan Peiris, Laf Kenyan Aguf, and I quote, the Gemara says, the only time you'll have a chiyuv bikurim if you're a chad bar chad bar chad ad Yeshua ben Nun, which means you're a ben Yochid, the son of a ben Yochid, the son of a ben Yochid, all the way to Yeshua ben Nun. No. A similar what?
They have to make
a Kenyan. What's
the Kenyan?
The Yorish. Not if there's only one Yorish.
No, not if you hold that the Kedusha is the requirement.
Right. And then it's a problem, by Bazoi, but then you're not mamash the real owner because you have to return it by Yovel, and then it's Kenyan Peiris, and you're not Chayiv and Bikurim. On what? To the estate. And then they remachal it again. Avada. And then they do it again. No, they did. No, they give it again. It's not called a Kenyan Peiris. There's another halacha, a different topic, Sefer Torah. There's a din that according to one man, Yorim Menachas, you only yoytze the midst of Sefer Torah if you wrote the Sefer Torah, or made a cipher, was your shliach, and not if you bought it. So, but it says if you yarsh in a sefer Torah, then you yaitza. But don't if you're a ben yachid, because otherwise you technically bought it. Meches Chinuch talks about it in others. Only if you're a chad bar chad bar chad. But the only one second. In order to ask this kasha of chad bar chad bar chad is based on two anachas. It's only if you pass in achin shecholku lekuchis, and also you pass in kinyan peiros lach kinyan aguf. We can conveniently not hold of these two things at the same time. The problem is all this is a hakdama. Toisus in Gittin, when he asks the kasha that loy matzano yuragleinu viyadeinu beveis hamedrash, because we hold like both, he quotes kedushin nembeis as a source that we pass in achet shacholku lekuchis and we pass in ein breira, and that's where Rabbi Kveger is being mitzayin. Who says our gemara doesn't mean achet shacholku lekuchis, aka as opposed to yorshin? We're not bechlan getting involved in that topic. Even if it's yorshin, they still have to work it out the numbers. We're trying to say that by brothers that split, yeah, I'll say it in English, have the three rules of Aino, which we're going to go through, which is true by any mekach. Whenever a guy sells something, if he sells it for beyond but less than a shtos, it goes through. Exactly, a shtos, mekach chayim b'matzer Aino, more than a shtos, batel mekach. The Gemara says, these rules apply by brothers that are splitting. And it means, so they're like lekuchas, like when you're selling. Even if you hold achet shecholku yorshin hay in v'yesh breira, it still has the same gedarim of lekuchas.
You say the Gemara's shmuzir is only lamanda amar that it's lekuchos, and we have to then handle.
Who says that?
Can't you learn the Gemara?
You could, and that's how Toysis learned in Gittin. But Rabbi Kveg is being mitzayin that it shouldn't be so poshut. And the way you can answer Toysis Kash is to say, catch on. That's not what the Gemara means. Avad, it's a machlokes b'shoydim. Toysis and Gittin certainly holds like that, because he quotes our Gemara as such. But the Gemara, having said that, Sachakol now goes and says that brothers that split, k'moy anyone that sells something, there are the three basic rules. Let me quickly do the rules. Pachas mishtos, something that's worth $1 million and you sold it for more than $1 million, but not beyond 1.166. I'll go that way. So then nikna mekach, the sale goes through, and the seller is able to keep the excess 1.166, $100,000. Yes, there are shtos. Batel mekech, the whole mekech is batel. Shtus, kono, umachzer aino. And those are the three basic rules in aino. On these three basic rules of aino, this is going to get a little confusing, the Gemara has, mind you, one insert for each one. There's a balagana de girsa, and I'll try to explain it. But what the Gemara wants to do is that there's one insert, hoysafa knech din, on each one of these three rules. There are three rules. Each one of the three rules is now going to get an asterisk. On the rule of pachas mishtos nikne mekach, which is mechilo, the Gemara says lo yamar and elad lo yishav yishliach. Avishav yishliach amar letkuni shadartech v'le ifsi. If a shliach batched you up, even on one pruta, passes less than a pruta, not, but even on one pruta, you have a right to be upset, and you could say, you're not my shliach for that, and it's bottle. Tosfos has a steer from other places where it says not like that. He says three trutzim. I'm not going into it. Then you get the next line, and here is already balagan machlekes Rashi Tosfos. Let's read the Gemara the way it says it by us. Hot the Amron Yeser Mishtos. Wow. The din of Yeser Mishtos, that it's batel. It's talking about two brothers. It's only if the brothers didn't shake hands and agree, hey, when we do this chalukah, let's do it with Bezdin standards. If they made up, let's do it with Besdin standards. Because if they say, let's do it with Besdin standards, then what? Then what? What's the din by if you do it with Besdin standards? Careful, machlekes tanoim. Chachamim hold, even a shtus is batal. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, even more than a shtus is not. Even though he didn't say it, now we know he said it. Even more than a shtus is not batal. The girsa we're going with now is saying that if by more than a shtus, if the brothers agreed, let's do it Besdin style, so that even more than a shtus, it's not going to be batal. Like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Excellent diak. We had that diak in Rav, big balagan. We had a machloikis, the machloikis achroinim about it. The first saying, I know the lashon of Rashi is mashma. They're actually bringing a Besdin in. I know, but excellent. But I don't think it makes a difference if you actually brought a Besdin in or machloikis Besdin yafa, because you only need it as a reference. I'll explain what I mean. Let's say the brothers favors made up. Let's make a deal that even if there's a 50% increase, we don't care. They can make whatever they want. They grabbed it, didn't make up whatever they want. They said, let's make up, we'll do the Besdin standard. You don't need Makayef, there's no Besdin. It's just the two brothers. I'm not actually using the rule of Makayef Besdin Yafa. It's just a,
it's like
amount of
like binding arbitration.
Yeah, but the Pell is, you know what the Pell is? So what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? They can make up whatever they want.
You don't need
Besdin. Yeah, but you don't need the Gemara. What's the Chiddush? If the two brothers that are splitting decide, let's go according to North Korea's standards. Whatever they made up, they can make up. So they said, we'll go with the Bryce 7 Besdin. And like one gear means, no, it's not Katana. This is not Katana. No, we're on number no, we're on number base. They grew up. No, and I saw that when I'm asking. What's the glick? If they say, let's do it, I'll das Besdin. So Rashi's grabbed the master, they actually bring a Besdin in, and we're actually using Makayef Besdin Yafa. And if they did it, someone talk asking, so how do you have it? If you don't have Makayef Besdin Yafa, how can you do it? You're not using the Makayef Besdin Yafa rule. You have two people that are mutually agreeing that let's agree to this. It's not a mass question. Can I buy a house for $1 million and give you also my ton of $10 million? No sheikh, I'm sorry. Mammon is the machil. It's not a gross thing over here. I'm not sure. But anyways, that's the girsa. But the other girsa said faker. It's going on when it was exactly a shtus, where according to the regular rules that I know, exactly a shtus is not batal. But if they said let's do it Besdin style, it is batal because we're selling to the chachamim, and that's two ways of reading the Gemara. Are we selling to the chachamim or selling to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Why is this so important? It's negeya the next line. Because as I said, each one of the three rules, what are the three rules? Less than a shtus, shtus, and more than a shtus. Each one of the three rules are only entitled to one insert. Less than a shtus got the insert of a shliach batching you up. The mutual agreement arbitration that will do what Besdin does, which insert was that? Was that on yoysim shtus or was that on shtus? We discussed that already. That's going to affect the next line. Because the next line says, loyamar and elabim and taltlin. Let's quickly set up the rule of Ein and Ola Karkois. Yes, the Gemara says Ein and Ola Karkois. How far reaching is that? I can sell $1 million karka even for $10 million? So, very conveniently and Mesudah, thank you, in the Marma Kaimis, there's a small snippet of a larger Atmos Yosef who is Mesakin a huge four-way Machlekes Rishonim about how far does Ein and Ola Karkois go. Rashi and the Rif brings from one of his rabbis, his choylik, that it's only achtel shtus. Amayr de gazach. The whole din of ein and ala karkois is like the other girsa on shtus, that it's not machzer right now. What?
What's the difference?
The only difference is that if you sell, I'll tell you exactly the difference. If you sell a metaltlin for 1.16 instead of 1, the mekach is chal, but you return the money. Mashen can buy karka, you don't return the money. That's the whole difference between karka and metaltlin. But the minute it's 1.17, even by karka, total bittul mekach. Sheet number two. Bittul mekach could go way beyond the shtus up till palga. Does anyone know what palga is? A house of 1 million. What's palga? What? A house that's worth 1 million. That we're going to say, it's not going to be a no. Up till palga. How much is palga? 1.5 or 2? Does the oilam remember? I want to explain this because I only chapped it recently. Does the oil mold that we cleared, what does it mean, a 6? Does it mean 1.666 or does it mean 1.2? So palga also, does it mean 1.5 or does it mean 2? Machlekes. Then there's another sheet that the Balamar, the Atmos Yosef brings, that it could even go beyond palga, but not up to palga and exactly palga, but not beyond. And then there's another sheet that bitul mekach, ein and ola karkois, is totally off the charts, no limit, you can sell it for 1 million for a 10 million. Now, first of all, there's an interesting Shiloh. What if you sell someone? Yeah.
According to that shot, he said each rule has one thing. So, Ein Ola Karkois
was only going to the Yosef Shtus. It's not another list. Tal is not another thing on the list. It's like each sheet only holds up its thing. It actually doesn't have a bare palka.
So exactly a shtus, we'd say that's only from a tal.
No.
And then more than a shtus also.
It gets, has the same din though. It's not another incident. It's not a significance of another incident. Rishonim bring it. It's based on a Gemara later on in Baba Metzia. That Rishonim bring. A technical shiloh. If you sell a forest of trees, but the matara why the guy's buying it because he wants to chop them down and make paper. You sell a guy a quarry where he's going to be chopping out stone. Is that karka or matara? Okay. I saw a big arichas about a lot of different assorted cases of what's called karka and peiris ha'ondimli botzer kipsuris dami. What? I'll give you another one. He sold them peiris ha'ondimli botzer. That's already a technical thing. I want to get to something more important. According to the Rishonim, one second, the pasuk says Loisoinu Ishes Achiv, and we hold Ein Einola Karkois. Zok the Ramban in Chumash. The lav of Einoa doesn't apply. The lav of Einoa doesn't apply by. I know, but there's another pasuk, and he talks about it. There's no lav of Einoa by Karka. The Ramban in Chumash talks about it. He ends up saying, Avada, there's a lav of Einoa by Karka. You just don't have these monetary rules, which is either a takanas chacham or halacha l'moshe misinai. These rules don't apply by karka. The lav you do have. Now I have an example of someone that it's punkfakert. He has the monetary rules, but doesn't have the lav. A 10-year-old, the Gemara says, if he's maven, oinas apu'utais, if he understands how to handle, so he can sell and buy things. So if he sells something and overprices, more than ishtus, or exactly ishtus, it will have Gidrei Oino, even though he's a katan and he doesn't have a lav of Oino. As I said, I saw Dachi Ezra talks about it. Oh, I wanted to get to that also, one second. I don't know how much time we have, but they talk about what about Nelas and Shabruta. But again, the pastis is always an overlap of the lav and the Gidrei Momin. It's not always true. By Karaka, there is a lav, but there's not these rules of Momin. By a katan, there's no lav, but there might yet be these rules of Momin. But now the question is, why by Karka? Why by Karka do we say, like those sheikhs, that if it's already too much, if it's more than palga, more than a shtus, it like really goes beyond, all of a sudden even by Karka there's rules. Why? I thought there's no I know by Karka. The answer is each sheikh, when he gets to his max, catch on. That's not I know. It's a different din. There's a din that if a guy sells you chaymetz v'nim tzi yayin v'nim tzi chaymetz, he sells you a car and he gives you a toothpick. I mean, it's just not the thing he bought. So there's a certain level. Each sheet of the Rishonim, when he gets to his max, is saying, hey, that's not Oino. That sounds like a different din. And I have a beautiful maramokim for that. That if you'll bear with me, there's a Gemara Baba Basra. Let's say a guy sells something five that's worth six on a shtus. But then the price shot up to eight. So now the seller wants to back out. So the Gemara says, hey, if I wouldn't have been the Oino, I would have only wanted to complain. Now you're right, Rechachim, you can't complain. Zok Toisvis, that's only when it's 5 to 6. But what if you did 5 to 7? So it was already more than a shtus. And then it went up to 10. Machloikis Toisvis and the Rivam, if then even the seller can back out. The beer of that Machloikis Toisvis Rivam is this Shaila. Is when you go beyond shtus or beyond palga, that's not Oino. That's just something else. It's just Ein Zeh Hadavar. What was the Lashon of Toisvis? Toisvis over there says the Lashon says. What? He says, who rochik min amegach yoisimidai? Kilu leimachar klal. It's just not the thing. So the Gemara says that even by karka, I want to finish one or two more things. The Gemara says that even by karka, that's only on price, but not on meters. And I'll explain. You sold the guy a property that's 400 meters for $400,000. So how much is that's how they sell it here? It goes per meter. That's when you talk about real estate market. When you're defining prices, it's how much is the house per meter? So you're selling a house for $400,000, a 400-meter house, or karka, or sada, whatever. So it's, how much? $400,000 for a 400-meter karka. Yeah, that was easy. Now, let's say you sold it to him, and it turns out there's only 396 meters. So what are you going to do now? Now, stamazai, to work out, how much did he end up paying per meter? It's $1,011.69. So that's less than a shtus. That's mamash less than a shtus. But it's not what he said. He wanted 400. Now, by the way, if it's a sada in a big bikkah, give him another strip. If it's a property and he has plans to make exactly according to the contractor, what do you call the guy that's making the blueprints? That guy. So he's, it's just not that. So if the Gemara said, you will add it back out. Because it's not about the money. That's just pushing. It's not the karka you sold me. Because on the money, it's just sakha kol was 1,011 and a half for per meter instead of 1,000. Drois a glick. One other nechuda from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is specific. Can you sell lechatchila something for less than a shtus? For more than the going price, but less than a shtus more. Can you sell something that's worth $1 million for 1.1 lechatchila? Is there mamash any isser at all? It's mamash mutu lechatchila to do. He's specific. He makes it a machla like we showed him. What? No, there's a range of what a be'etzma price is. In the ketzitz of a damam of something, there is a range.
Said, he went the beyond the range. Different than the moment.
What?
We said the isser and the moment is different.
The isser and the moment is different. In a chanami, by karka, now I'm in the talmanali. Is there an isser? So the Minchas Chinuch has a machlekes b'shoyin about it, but then he has a kasha. Do you get malchus if you're over the lav of aino? So, rather, some people say if you sold it bitul mekach style, like more than double, then avadi you don't get malchus. There was no mekach. You didn't do anything. But is there malchus for aino? Zoktim in cheschinuch. If you're going to tell me, he brings a rishon. You know why there's no malchus? Because it's nitin l'tashlum. He says, yeah, but if it's less than a shtus, if it is not tashlum, so if it's not osir, fine. But if it's osir and there's no tashlum, so if you sell a house that's $1 million for $1 million and another extra $10, then you should get malchus. Because it's not nidun l'tashlumin, but you did do the lava by no. How you talking, then you're going to get malchus.
It's not like you need half a shear.
What?
It's not like half a shear.
Why is it half a shear? I don't know if it's a word of a shear. I don't know.
You can pay it back with competition. You don't have to.
So there was fine printed Minchas Chinuch that says that svara, that be'etzem, the mechila is as if you did pay. And he brings a raya, if you beat up your own Evet Kanaini, there's a din. If you beat someone up and it's less than a prut is worth of damage, you get malchus. So what if you beat up your Eved Kanani for more than a putis worth of damage? You don't have to pay him, so you should get malchus. He says, no, you don't have to pay him, but there's a shlomo here. That's his sushta. It was in the Marmakaimus. Good.